Hello, my dolls. Welcome back to the Busy Yet Pretty podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Haley. In honor of it just being International Women's Day a few days ago, why not talk about something that is the one and only girl therapy? I am so excited for today's episode, but without further ado, let's get into today's weekly review. This week in LA, it has been raining very often. Everyone complains about the rain, but I personally love the rain. Maybe that's just because I don't like going out at night and stuff. Like, I don't know. I just love the rain. It feels so cozy to stay in and just get warm with a book. I love it. And I also feel like the rainy days just wash out the bad energy to bring in the new good sunshine. But with that being said, it has been many rainy days the past few days, so I just have been staying in and reading, and it's been so nice. Another thing this week is I have been prioritizing breath work and relaxing. I feel like it's really important to slow down and always keep in check with yourself to remember that all goals and aspirations are great, but it's really good to have some girl therapy and just take time for yourself. Because when you're feeling your best mentally, you can perform your best within your life. Lastly, this week, I had a healthy meal plan be delivered, and I personally love this meal plan. It's called Methodology, and honestly, I really like it because I don't have to cook anything, but that is what I was up to this week. Now, moving on to my current obsession. So my current obsession right now is The Four Agreements. That book is amazing. I highly recommend it. It's in my Amazon storefront under books. Truly one of my favorite self-improvement books I've read so far. Another current obsession right now is flowers. I feel like just flowers are essential to have in your home. Same with plants. I feel like they just bring so much joy and comfort. And honestly, it just feels like almost like a little friend in your house because it just brings a smile to your face. Another current obsession right now is Tatcha Rice Wash. That cleanser has really cleared my skin. I love it so much, and it's just been so rewarding seeing my skin get so much more clear lately. And lastly, my current obsession right now is evening TV. I love a good old Big Brother season. As you guys know, I am a Big Brother fan. But just sitting down watching some old 2000s reality TV is just chef's kiss, to be honest. Now moving on to the goal of the week. My goal of the week is to do more morning Pilates sessions. Not even necessarily at a studio, but even at home. I feel like a good mat Pilates can be so rewarding and really just feel so much more stronger and feel so much more energized. It just feels so good. This sounds like a really weird goal of the week, but another goal of the week for me right now is to not pop any pimples or breakouts that I have. I have a habit of getting my fingers the minute a pimple arises to my face. My fingers are like a magnet to the pimple. So I always feel like I need to pop it. But something I've been doing is really trying not to. And I've realized my skin gets so much more scarred when I try to pop it rather than just leaving it alone. But, you know, that's something I'm working on. And I know this is a worldwide problem. I cannot be the only one. My last goal of the week is to buy more seasonal produce. I'm looking so forward to the spring and the summer when more of the seasonal produce that I prefer is in season finally. So I'm very excited about that. Moving on to the affirmation. I always receive the results I deserve from the energy I put out. I love that affirmation so much, and I really recommend affirming that to yourself. Moving on to the self-love question. What do you love most about your personality? I love that question so much. It's so good to reflect and see, what do you love about your personality? And that could really help it shine through. Now for your challenge of the week. Every morning, look into the mirror and say three things that you love about yourself. I love that challenge so much. It's all about self-love and honestly, the ultimate way of girl therapy. Lastly is a podcast review. This review says, my glow up officially started when I listened to Busy Yet Pretty a year ago. Jaden is the it girl who does not gatekeep. I'm grateful for her to inspiring me to be me, educate myself, and consistently self-improve. If spending every weekend evening listening to Busy Yet Pretty was a crime, I'd be the most dangerous criminal. Jaden taught me to be my own support, clap for myself, support myself, and do it all for myself. Love you, Jaden. This was the cutest review ever. The fact that you said if it was a crime to listen to Busy Yet Pretty, you'd be the most dangerous criminal. I literally was choking up on laughter. That is the cutest thing ever. Thank you so much for your sweetest review, and I am so beyond proud of you. If you want to be featured on next week's episode, leave a review over Apple Podcasts. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Today, we are going to talk about the one and only girl therapy. This episode is going to be the best ways to pick you up when you're feeling down, in a slump, or ways and things you can do to ultimately maintain a happier life. Getting out of a slump can feel very unrealistic in the moment because you feel so down and gross and honestly in the dumps. But in the moment, you feel bad and it feels unrealistic, but you have to remember that that feeling is temporary. You've come out of that feeling before, you can do it again. If this is the worst that you've ever felt, you feel like you're at your lowest point, please know that you felt okay once before in your life and you most definitely can be in that position again. There's so many ways that we could contribute small actions into our life that give us great, impactful results. We all know the typical quote, when you're down, people say, go outside and go on a run. Let me just tell you, we all look past that sentence, but I'm not gonna lie, it is true. Sometimes getting outside and going on a run may actually be the solution. Maybe it isn't the solution to your problem, but it's a solution to the feeling that you're feeling at that moment. If you're in the lowest point in your life or feeling like you're in the absolute dumps, wouldn't you rather try everything than simply sealing your fate to being in a forever slump? It is time for you to do some girl therapy. Every single time I say girl therapy, just imagine glitter dancing around the word girl therapy. And I feel like it's only appropriate for me to say before we start getting into what girl therapy is and ways of girl therapy, it feels only right for me to say that therapy is also, actual therapy, is also a really great start and a really great way to maintain a better relationship with yourself and your life. So I just had to get that out there. But let's get into girl therapy. One thing that may really feel like a drug to you, but may actually be such a solution to the feeling that you're feeling, is working out. I kid you not, you will feel like a new person. You will have a new mindset, a new thought, and new feelings. If you actually just pause what you're doing and go take a run or go take a few minutes to work out, I promise you, it literally in your body scientifically begins to feel better, releasing that stress off of you. No, working out for an hour or 30 minutes is not going to go solve your problem, but you know what it may solve is how you're feeling so low in that moment. It allows you to gather a new mindset and have basically a fresh start. And with working out, the hardest step is to actually just get up and start doing it. As I always say, make it fun. You have to, in order to want to do stuff, you have to make it fun. So go put on your favorite running shoes, your favorite walking shoes. Go sign up for a Pilates class with your friend. Get yourself feeling good again. It's not time for you to go lay in bed all day and cry. It's not time for you to come to school and to work and come home and be sad and scroll on TikTok the rest of your life. That achieves nothing. Temporary happiness. We want full longevity of happiness and life, and we want to feel good about ourselves, and that's the truth. Even if that means we have to put a little more work out there or do something that in the moment doesn't feel that great, but will pay dividends in the future. When you treat your body like the temple it is, you'll feel good again. Look good, feel good, feel good, look good. It's the damn truth. I kid you not, it is the truth. When you don't move your body, there is no doubt you're gonna feel sluggish and gross. And moving your body does not need to be hours long. Even 10 minutes makes a difference. Next on your girl therapy agenda, drop the mindset that you have right now or the mindset that you have when you're feeling low. And instead ask yourself, how would the very best version of myself handle this situation? Would she continue to sob and cry and just give up? Or would she try to find a solution to move forward and get to where she wants to be? Continuing to cry and just find reasons to continue being sad will only keep you feeling unmotivated and achieve nothing, okay? doing things like girl therapy and taking these actions and finding a solution is what is going to make you become the best version of yourself and find success and happiness in life. Nothing helps by dwelling, procrastinating, and regretting. You need to start with a fresh mindset. And sometimes even letting go of that mindset is not enough. Sometimes you need to let go of people who don't serve you right or people who don't deserve you. Let go of any guilt that you're carrying. Let go of items that you don't need anymore. Begin to let go to allow space for the new mindset, the new start, the new items, the new opportunities, the new life, and most importantly, the new happiness. Now, one of my favorite ways of girl therapy is not complete without an everything shower. Spend a good amount of time once a week to just refresh head to toe. Do a body scrub, moisturize, gua sha, do a bath, a hair mask, anything that's gonna make you feel good about yourself. Because that is the true definition of girl therapy. Let's say you take your everything shower in the morning. Take time on your hair and makeup to actually feel good throughout the day. Except I totally understand how taking time on your hair can be time consuming. And you may be on a time crunch before work or school. So after your everything shower to prevent hair frizz, add the Way anti-frizz cream to your hair so it actually saves time in your routine but lasts all day long, feeling confident and sexy about your hair. Seriously though, I've been using the Way anti-frizz cream for the past week and I was shocked to see how my hair had no frizz whatsoever for up to 72 hours. So it's perfect to hold throughout the next few days. And it has heat protection, so I'm just able to stir in and do my hair when I want, but without having to put so much time into it. Girl therapy is all about doing things that actually fuel your soul. And I'm not gonna lie, sometimes just spending way too much time on stuff, even a hair routine can feel like a chore. In order to have time for girl therapy, frizz free up your schedule, go to theouai.com and enter promo code BUSY for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code BUSY. Most likely you haven't been taking the proper care that yourself needs. And I don't just mean self-care, but in general, maybe you just haven't been fueling yourself with enough nutrients or haven't taken time to just detach from your stressors, which is with girl therapy, it's super important to take time for whatever your needs look like. For you, that may look like taking time away from work or school when you need. And no, I'm not just saying skip work and school every single day. But when a day arises where you just really need that time for yourself, take a day off from work or school and just pause. Do it. The world will not end. That is something that it feels like, oh my gosh, if I don't get this test right, the world's gonna end. If I don't do this, the world's gonna end. The world will never end, okay? Yeah, some things may happen where it may dig a hole for you for some things, but the world's not gonna end. If you take a day to pause, nothing's gonna end, okay? If you take a day without talking to anyone, the world's not gonna end. Take time for yourself when you need it because that will help you be more successful with your relationships, with your work, with your school, and with everything else you do in your life. A really good way to incorporate girl therapy is call your mom, call a parent, call your friends, call someone that really makes you feel good about yourself and feels like a safe person, because talking things out can feel so rewarding and just have such a weight off your chest. And let's say you're thinking, well, I don't have a safe person. That is totally okay. Many people don't have that person to go to. But something you can do that is often very looked past is journal. Journaling does not need to be every day. It does not need to be every week. It can just be a way to talk to yourself and get things off your chest. Just talking things out can feel so much better and feel so much more motivating and uplifting. I promise you, things that you're holding in needs to just come out. Even if that means talking all about it on a piece of paper, that can be such a rock and weight off your chest. Journal it out. Journal whatever you're feeling. You sometimes hold things in that is causing you stress and sadness, where talking it out can be the biggest hug and relief for you to move forward. It's also a great thing if you have time to do throughout every single day. Call someone, journal, talk about any little stressors in your head, and I promise you that will make a huge difference. Girl therapy, this is essential when it comes to girl therapy. Cut out all that you've been consuming on social media that is negative. Same with TV. consume only positive things, strictly positive, motivational, uplifting content. No, I'm not saying don't watch reality TV. Of course, things are going to be going on. I'm talking about on social media, if all you're doing is scrolling and seeing girls in a bikini and comparing your body to theirs, or just following people that you're comparing yourself to, or general negative content, that's only going to bring you down. Find things that you actually enjoy that is adding to your life, not taking from it. And that comes with social media, TV, and podcasts. Your way of media consuming when it comes to girl therapy, maybe a podcast that it's positive and uplifting, maybe Busy Yet Pretty. And of course, motivating videos online. YouTube is also a ton of motivating great videos. Pinterest. I feel like Pinterest is a great way to have the ultimate girl therapy, to see lots of inspo with health, wellness, lifestyle, school, everything. Be mindful what you consume is not just temporary happiness, but long term. A good example is that I, for instance, love crime documentaries, but every single time I watch a ton of crime documentaries, I get all bummed and sad feeling when I like it. It's temporary happiness, but it also doesn't bring me joy, and it pulls me down and takes things out of me from my day-to-day life. So why would I want to consume things that is taking away from me rather than consume things that is giving me happiness and joy? I'm not saying it's not okay to dabble here and there with things that give you temporary happiness, but really just try to be mindful of your everyday things or what you're feeling at that moment, especially if you're at a not great moment in your life. Really be mindful of what you're consuming. For the ultimate girl therapy for you, maybe tonight take an everything shower, put on a Vogue Beauty Secrets or Busy Yet Pretty, eat a healthy dinner, dessert, and prep for your exciting day tomorrow. Girl therapy should always be a step to becoming the best version of you, in something that I think is perfect for both relaxing and growing as a person is reading. Reading is the ultimate girl therapy. Personally, my favorite is self-improvement books. I have a list over Amazon that I linked all of them, but any type of books that you like, whether it's fiction, nonfiction, whatever you like, read some books, because it's such a great way for you to just relax and wind down, take a break from the outside world, and use this time to just pause throughout your day. Girl therapy is all about feeling good and sexy and just great about yourself. You will be excited for the day when you feel good, taking little actions to feel better about yourself. With exercise and eating healthy, you feel good, and with doing self-care, you look good. In that case, you get to embrace your pretty, healthy self. Go take some pictures of yourself and go post them, or go have a fashion show in your room. Make your life as a dream. Romanticize it shamelessly. And I'm not just saying that to be cringy, because people say romanticize your life. I get it. Everyone says it. It can become oversaturated. But I'm telling you this because it really works. Doing it once, yeah, feels good, feels happy. Okay, next. No, but if you really, really dial down on this and really romanticize your life, feel the feelings of positivity, look through the lens of positivity, you begin manifesting the life that you want. I promise you, I've done it. Many other successful people have done it. And that is called the law of attraction. Oh, also another form of girl therapy that I really love, that is just a classic for everyone, is you need to go watch some 2000 rom-coms and just, you know, that's the ultimate girl therapy, okay? Having some food delivered, sitting with the girls or yourself, putting on a 2000 rom-com, that is sometimes just the ultimate girl therapy. Let's say you're in a slump, and maybe your slump doesn't look like laying in bed all day, but instead it looks very overdrained by working really hard, and girl therapy for you could just be literally doing nothing except for sitting with yourself. I mean, silence is bliss, time is precious, and being able to just sit with yourself can be one of the biggest blessings you will ever have. I know I have so many business listeners in here, and I've seen some of your guys' work. You guys are insane with your own little shop. And since I started my podcast, I know the feeling of putting so much time into something and wanting the recognition that you deserve. So when it comes to your own shop and selling, of course you want the recognition, which is why I love Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the we did it, we hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. This platform I truly trust, and what I love is you can sell anything, whether it's matcha or Pilates equipment, Shopify is there to help you grow your business and reach your target audience. I also love how it can allow you to put less effort into selling and allow you to be more creative with your shop, because now you can sell with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. I know you guys have so much potential, and if you have a business, it's time to take it to the next level. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/busyyetpretty, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/busyyetpretty now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/busyyetpretty. Knowing and learning how to just sit with yourself and not need anything is beautiful. Okay, if you're listening to this and you have not taken yourself on a date, I get it. You're saying, Jaden, that is absolutely not girl therapy because that's very uncomfortable. I'm not doing that. Let me just tell you, I promise you, taking yourself on a date is exactly what you need right now. It doesn't mean you need to get all dressed up and go to a fine dining restaurant. That's not what I mean. You can go do that. I would love to go do that. You can go do that. That is perfect. But taking yourself on a date could also be going to the farmer's market, going to an easy little quick dinner spot with yourself, having a movie date with yourself, going shopping. You may not like spending time with yourself and crave just being with other people because all you do is sit around and waste time when you're alone with yourself. Really think about that. If you are just craving being with people and don't like to be just alone with yourself, it's because you're not giving the right things to yourself when you're alone. But if you actually take action with, quote, girl therapy activities, you'll realize it's not that you always want to be around others, but you've been actually just needing to do those activities when you're alone with yourself as well. So if you don't like being alone with yourself, it's not that you don't want to be alone with yourself. It's that you're craving things that you're getting from other people, whether that's experiences, whether that's going places, anything. You're just wanting the experience. So take action to provide those things and those feelings for yourself independently. That's what girl therapy is all about. Girl therapy is not for only when you're in a slump, down, or unhappy. It's for all days, every day. Caring for yourself through the feminine arms of self-care. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I did recording it. I absolutely love talking about girl therapy because it's something that every single one of us needs. And when I mean girl therapy, it's not just for girls, of course. It's for any person who's listening. However you identify, that is your personal therapy. We're all here in life to have a good time. We're all here to be happy and to help others and feel and become the best version of ourselves. And I know you can become that. I promise you, I am not perfect. And I have a long way to go to learn more things about myself and improve more. We are all on this journey together. I promise you, you are doing great and you deserve girl therapy. If you want to be featured on next week's episode, please feel free to leave a podcast review over Apple Podcasts and rate over Spotify. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share over your Instagram story so I can repost it. So make sure to tag me, both Jaden Haley and Busy Yet Pretty. So I really want to repost it and see how you guys listen to this episode. I hope you all have the most loveliest day. My birthday is coming up this week on Sunday. So on the next episode, I will be 21. Girl therapy is your best friend, and so are you. And do not forget to stay busy yet pretty. Mwah.